free to Auto Radio and Stereo Center Camden Row for superb in-car entertainment. Equipment from names like Pioneer, Blaupunkt and Sanyo, expertly installed in
Dublin on 819 kHz medium wave and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
News at 1.
Independent Radio News with Sybil Fennell and Bob Gallico. Good afternoon. It's been reported that the Marine Port and General Workers Union are to place a picket on the deep-sea section of Dublin Port as in from 7:30 tomorrow morning. The strike committee took their decision this morning. The MPGWU represents 400 dockers. They have accepted labor court recommendations in their dispute over redundancies, but Dublin cargo handling, the employers have not yet agreed to the proposals. New Ireland Forum will have its first meeting at Dublin Castle this afternoon. The inaugural assembly will be addressed by the leaders of the four political parties involved. The assembly comprises 27 members of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael Labour and the SDLP. The various unionist parties and the alliance parties in the north have refused to take part in the forum. The army announced just over 2 hours ago that Private Michael McAlevey has ended his hunger and thirst strike. He's been refusing food and liquid for the past 6 days. Private McAlevey, who's aged 21 from Belfast, faces a court-martial in July, charged with the murder of 3 colleagues in Lebanon last October. The North and a Catholic priest has condemned as sectarian the murder last Thursday of the Belfast milkman Trevor Close. Father Sam Kerr was speaking at Mr. Close's funeral this morning at the Church of the Sacred Heart on the Old Park Road. He condemned all sectarian killings as a disease in our society. He told mourners that the dead man's wife, Mary, didn't feel any bitterness.
A series of early morning explosions destroyed 3 shops in the centre of Belfast. 5 bombs went off in the Great Victoria Street area. They went off in quick succession. 2 of the targets, a photographic equipment store and a toy and pram shop, were destroyed. An estate agent and an adjoining textile firm were also badly damaged. Other nearby premises suffered water damage caused when the blast triggered off sprinkler systems. A bomb which was left in a litter bin outside a furniture store was defused by the British Army. No one was hurt in the explosions, which happened shortly after police evacuated the area around midnight last night, following a telephone warning to the officers of the Irish News newspaper. The damage is still being assessed. So far, no group has claimed responsibility. The 7 Western leaders meeting in Williamsburg, Virginia, in the United States, have reaffirmed their commitment to deploy cruise and Pershing missiles in Europe later this year, unless the Soviet Union agrees to reduce nuclear arms. A final statement from the summit meeting is expected later today. 2 Israeli soldiers have been killed in a Palestinian guerrilla ambush. It happened in the mountains east of Beirut.
The Lebanese president, Mr. Amin Jamil, has called on other Arab nations to support his efforts to get foreign troops out of his country. He made his speech as tension between Israel and Syrian troops in Lebanon appeared to have subsided. It was the first time in many years that a president, traditionally a Christian, addressed a rally in the mainly Muslim sector of the city. The leader of the Palestine Liberation Organization, Yasser Arafat, is reported to be in Lebanon following the seizure at the weekend of PLO supply depots in Damascus by dissidents. Palestinian sources say the Syrian government has refused to take sides in the dispute. The dissidents have accused Mr. Arafat of abandoning the armed struggle and want him to reject all current Middle East peace plans. The American Secretary of State for Defense, Mr. Caspar Weinberger, has arrived in Bonn for a 2-day visit with his West German counterpart on the planned deployment of American cruise and Pershing missiles in Europe. The West German had earlier denied that Mr. Weinberger was there to set out a definite timetable for the missiles installation before the Geneva peace talks had produced any result.
About 500 people have been arrested in Lima, the capital of Peru, after a series of explosions blacked out the city for an hour and a half on Friday night. The police have blamed a Maoist guerrilla group for the destruction of 10 electricity pylons and a major chemical plant on the city outskirts. The cost of the attack is estimated at $400 million. More than 1,000 people have died since the group began a campaign of violence against the government there 3 years ago. A volcano in southeast Iceland has erupted through a 900-foot-deep glacier. A plume of smoke and tons of ash burst through the glacier, which has covered the volcano since its last eruption some 50 years ago. There's no immediate danger to property, but there is a fear of flooding if the ice melts. Heavy rains have brought serious flooding to large portions of eastern Australia. Government officials in the state of Queensland say losses of grain, crops and farm animals could be the worst on record. Thousands of cattle have been standing for days up to their necks in water. Helicopters are being used to try to move them to higher ground. Polish state television has reported the arrest of a man who's said to have been planning to set off an explosion at a shrine in Silesia during the Pope's visit there next month. The broadcast said the man had been treated for mental illness.
Arvid Pelcher, the oldest member of the ruling 12-man Politburo in the Soviet Union, has died at the age of 84. He'd served on the Politburo since 1966. He was the last active senior politician to have known Lenin personally, and his death brings to a final end the era dominated by party ideologist Mikhail Suslov's hard line. Pelcher had firmly advocated the Soviet invasion of Czechoslovakia in 1968. His most senior known job in the Politburo was that of chairman of the Party Control Committee, which oversees party discipline. Back home, a motion calling on the resignation of Chief Justice O'Higgins for remarks made by him in the summing up of the David Norris constitutional case was made on Saturday at the annual conference of the National Gay Federation held in Dublin. The delegates also called, predictably, for the repeal of anti-homosexual laws in Ireland. Earlier today, Jenny McIver asked the president of the National Gay Federation, Mr. Eamon Somers, whether they had a priority for the repeal of certain laws over others.
Well, basically, the decriminalization is the most important, the removal from the statute books of any law which says that men or women showing affection to each other is against the law. At the moment, it is for men, and we would like to see that removed totally.
Any other laws in particular that you would feel need immediate attention?
Well, we'd like to see some positive laws introduced. We think that it's not sufficient that the negative laws be removed, but we'd like to see some positive laws to protect people at work, protect people in their rights to inheritance, to visit people in hospital, to, again, most of those just basic positive laws that the government has become more aware of in the last few years in terms of protecting women and protecting the rights of minorities and stuff like that.
On Saturday, you also called for the resignation of Chief Justice O'Higgins because of remarks made by him during the David Norris case. Now, during that case, the Supreme Court vote was very narrow, in fact, so would you not be better off concentrating on the more positive aspect to that rather than zoning in on one individual and saying his remarks were this or that or the other?
In fact, my speech mentioned Justice McCarthy as well, because his judgment, from my point of view, was very enlightening in Ireland today, and we congratulated him on his stand. But insofar as it was a 3-2 majority in favour of the remarks of Chief Justice O'Higgins, Mr. Chief Justice O'Higgins, then we have to concentrate on that, because that is what is now the status quo. During the course of his remarks, he suggested, or appeared to suggest from my point of view, and I'm not a legally trained mind, so I have to be very careful how I phrase this, but he seemed to suggest that repealing the laws would encourage the increase of disease, sexually transmitted diseases and stuff like that. Now, from our point of view, there was no evidence introduced in either the High Court or in the Supreme Court to support that view. So we find it strange to understand how he could have introduced that.
Jenny McIver talking earlier today to Mr. Eamon Somers, president of the National Gay Federation.
The British Prime Minister, Mrs. Thatcher's performance at the Williamsburg Summit in the United States has brought criticism from both the Labour and the Alliance parties. Mrs. Thatcher arrived back in Britain this morning, but before leaving the conference, she said Western leaders had agreed that economic recovery was already underway. For the Labour Party, their leader, Mr. Foote, said the summit had been a catastrophe. Mr. Roy Jenkins for the SDP said it had achieved nothing of any great significance. Mr. Jenkins also said today that he was now completely confident that the Alliance parties would win more votes than Labour. The chairman of the Conservative Party, Mr. Cecil Parkinson, has again said that a vote for the Liberal SDP Alliance could get Labour in by accident.
Thank you, Sybil. And so to today's financial report, which, because of the fact that today's bank holiday in England, is a somewhat shortened one, the London market being closed. Anyway, at lunchtime today, the Irish pound stood at 77.80 against sterling and at 1.2545 US dollars. On the European money markets, the Irish pound is currently worth 3.1550 Deutschmarks, 9.47 French francs, 175 pesetas, and 3.55 guilders. We don't have a Wall Street report either, because that also is affected by the closure of the markets in Britain. That's the financial report, courtesy of Comex Commodity Brokers on 608-977.
And finally, this afternoon's weather forecast for the Greater Leinster area, and it's a happy story for once to begin the week. It's going to remain dry with good sunny spells throughout the day. Temperatures reaching a high of 16 degrees in Dublin City. The winds are light and variable, force 1 to 3 on Dublin Bay.
Thank you, Sybil. That's the Independent Radio News from Ireland. The time is 10 minutes past 1 from Sybil and myself.
Good afternoon.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. As great as great balls of fire. I let you love, but I thought it was funny. You came along and moved now, honey. I changed my mind, just look at mine. Great balls of fire. Kiss me, baby. Good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a shoe. You're fine. So kind. I can tell this world that you're mine. I keep my nails on and I twist all my thumbs. I'm real on earth, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire.
When you're chicken at the hop, 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 hop. Do the dance and say some dance, we believe. Quarter past one, a couple of great rock and roll records on Radio Nova. Jerry Lee Lewis and Great Balls of Fire, and At the Hump from Danny and the Juniors. It's five in a row, starting off with Michael Jackson. Let's play this one for all the staff and everybody who joined us at Brandy's nightclub in Belgrade Inn on Friday. Jason and I had a great time. Next Friday is Bob and Declan in there to play some favorite music.
John Clark, please.
Morning.
I
88 FM in stereo.
Just before Tom left, he was reminding me that on this day back in 18-something or other, Joan of Arc was burnt at the stake for being a heretic. And there was a story going around at the time which was passed down from chiseler to chiseler, and the story came to me a couple of years ago about Joan of Arc. And seemingly she had a choice. She could have been burnt at the stake, which she actually chose, right? Or lost the head. And she chose to be burnt at the stake because she preferred steak to chops.
Thank you. don't believe that the secret's out. Twisted pleasure's made forever. Just said that done together. Heaven is a secret. It's passion. It's a long way over there. Far from her arms tonight. Heaven is a secret.
I'm 1:30 on Radio Nova, five in a row, winding up the Spandau Ballet and Heaven is a Secret. And now the winner of the Dunleary Lions Club Hickson Holiday 2 in New Yorker is a lady called Miss B. Foray, Sarsfield Street, Kilmallock in County Limerick. Once again, the winner of the Dunleary Lions Club Hickson Holiday 2 in New Yorker, Miss B. Foray, Sarsfield Street, Kilmallock in County Limerick. Many congratulations.
Aerials and towers for color, all black and white. Contact Prendergast for aerials. You know you got it right.
See it right. Hear it right. Television and communications towers supplied and erected by the specialists. Contact Prendergast on Dublin 722-747.
Glide in your stride at the Dublin Ice Rink Dolphins Bar. Open 7 nights a week for good fun and entertainment. Dublin Ice Rink Dolphins Bar, the coolest place in town.
Get it right. Get it at the Petco Price. Petco Prices.
Tesco introduces downright prices and more, like Tesco chickens, £2.39 plus half a dozen eggs free. Tesco sweet pickles, 35 pence, plus 25% extra free. That's even more to shout about.
Get it at Tesco, downright prices. Getting it right, you're getting it Tesco.
Clutch and transmission services, together with Pit Stop, introduce Ireland's first on-the-spot, fast-fit clutch and automatic transmission service. Drive in, get it done, and drive away. Prices are fixed for both clutches and automatic transmissions. You know what you get and how much it costs before you come in. It's great peace of mind, and there's no waiting around. Call Clutch and Transmission Services on the south side at 942411, or call Pit Stop on the north side on 301277. Fast fit clutches and automatic transmissions. A brilliant idea.
Thank you. I'm school girlfriend. She wants me so badly. Knows what she wants to be. Inside her, there's no room. This girl's in the same way. But Margaret, she's so close now. This girl is half the day.
Sandwich, their new one, Every Breath I Take, and Don't Stand So Close to Me. The filling was by The Doors and Love Street. Okay, can you make tea? Good. Instead of use the old tea bags, the Lion's tea bags, two sugars and milk, please. And now looking at page 3 for the preparation. Back we go on Nova 1976. Barry White. And you see the trouble with me.
Like a blind man who lost his way, I can't see nothing. I'm like a deaf man who can't relate. Yeah, I can't hear nothing. See the trouble with me. I can't do nothing without my baby. And as plain as can be, it's gonna drive me.
Motor Group offers you a cash repair service second to none. Repairs carried out with a full diagnostic report on your engine. And we'll even wait for the insurance check with comprehensive insurance. Yes, no cash outlay. Remember, the Leo Cody Motor Group for A to Z service on 907-023 on the south side and 301-277 on the north side. Getting over life's little hurdles can be difficult, and that's where Vitaplex can help. Vitaplex is a port-flavored, pleasant-tasting liver extract tonic, fortified with vitamins and minerals plus iron. Vitaplex, because of its many nutritional factors, can be particularly helpful in the following cases: anemia, restricted diet, exhaustion, lowered vitality, and convalescence. Vitaplex tonic for all the family. Vitaplex is available from all leading chemists everywhere. Every day, more and more Irish families are enjoying Owen's Creamy Milk.
For quality and freshness and country goodness too, your first choice must be Owen's Milk, fresh as the morning dew. Make a fresh choice today, Owen's Milk is born and fresh.
Owen's Milk, from rich Irish pastures.
Rathmines Motors, the Opel Centre for your Opel.
Radio Nova. If you're asking me to say, living life without you, girl, he's all right. If you really want to know, I have to say it's dangerous to my mind. So before you turn and walk away, just let me love you one more time. Feel your heartbeat close to mine.
Thank you. Marlon Brando. A world I look at, nothing in China could run. I couldn't pretend nothing really meant too much when I look at my China girl.
Have your hair cut, permed, colored, or conditioned at any Peter Mark salon, and you could win a fabulous two-week Hickson holiday for two. This offer is on every week until the 25th of June, so hit the hot spots with Peter Mark. Peter Mark, the hairstylist who make people more beautiful every day.
Acro Jackson bowl joint pullers, electric drills and copper shampooers, wheelbarrows, winches, and air compressors, planks and ramps and demolition hammers. Sam's got it all. Have no fear. Sam's the place for hiring gear. Spirit levels and garden rollers, battery chargers and vacuum cleaners, power saws and rotary mowers, concrete mixers and industrial towers. Sam's got it all. Have no fear. Sam's the place for hiring gear.
Sam Hire Limited at the Red Cow on the main Nace Road. Phone 593716. 593716. If you need it, we hire it.
On that bargain! Crank! March! Left! Right!
If you're the type of person that enjoys the outdoor life, then Army Bargains of 30 Little Mary Street, just off Capel Street, is the place for you. Army Bargains. Try us for a bargain on airbeds, tents, sleeping bags, parka jackets, combat jackets, and ex-Army gear.
Company! Halt!
Army Bargains. Telephone 744-600. Down-to-earth prices for down-to-earth people.
It's Lion's Tea Time.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 819 kilohertz medium wave and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Sybil Fennell. Good afternoon. The Forum for a New Ireland will have its inaugural meeting in Dublin Castle this afternoon. The 27 members drawn from the Fine Gael, Labour, Fianna Fáil and SDLP will be discussing the future of Ireland, both north and south. After the formal opening, the Taoiseach, Dr. Fitzgerald, will deliver an address, followed by the other party leaders, Mr. Haughey, Mr. Spring and Mr. Hume. A government inquiry into the price of electricity has been described by a union leader as a crude attempt to intimidate the ESB Industrial Council. The council meets tomorrow to consider an internal pay dispute. The comment was made by Mr. David Begg of the ESB Officers Association. Mr. Begg said it would now seem that industrial action was the only course which would prevent the government from interfering with the board. The ATGWU, the main ESB union, has already warned of industrial action from Tuesday of next week. Mr. Begg said electricity charges were 20% higher than they need be because the government was forcing the ESB to pay unrealistically high prices for natural gas, oil from Whitegate and for turf. The strike committee of the Marine, Port and General Workers Union decided this morning that a picket will be placed on Dublin Port as and from 7.30 tomorrow morning. The MPGWU represents 400 dockers. The union has already accepted Labour Court recommendations in their dispute over redundancies, but the employers, Dublin Cargo Handling, have not. Abroad now, and two Israeli soldiers have been killed and three others wounded in an attack in Lebanon. It was one of four hit-and-run attacks reported by Israel. Some reports say it's the work of the Palestine Liberation Organization supported by the Syrians. The attack on the Israeli patrol was the most serious in a number of incidents in Lebanon over the past 24 hours. The oldest member of the Soviet Union's ruling Politburo, Mr. Arvid Kelsher, has died at the age of 84. He was last seen in public on April the 22nd when he attended the Kremlin celebrations for the anniversary of Lenin's birth. He's believed to have been the last senior Soviet politician to have known Lenin personally. Police in Swaziland are reported to have found a large store of arms and ammunition buried in a game park near the capital. They're also said to have arrested three people believed to be members of the African National Congress, which is banned in neighbouring South Africa. A pilot was killed when his microlight aircraft crashed into the South Dock at Swansea alongside the Welsh Boat Show. The microlight, a form of powered hang glider, crashed well away from the crowds. Spain has decided to buy American combat planes for its air force, rather than aircraft being built jointly by Britain and other European countries. The government in Madrid has decided to opt for the American-built F-18A as Spain's new defense combat aircraft. Flooding along the River Rhine in West Germany has left seven people dead. In Cologne this morning, the river reached its highest level for 35 years. The flood waters are receding, but very slowly. Millions of pounds worth of damage has been caused. That's the Independent Radio News from Ireland at 3 minutes past two.
It's not too late to hit the hot spots in 1983. Hicks and Holidays still have availability throughout the summer in Rome, with accommodation close to the Vatican. This is a chance of a lifetime to be part of the magic of Rome during the Holy Year. So book now to avoid disappointment by telephoning Hicks and Holidays, 729-444, or contact your travel agent. It's the hot spots for
Hicks and Holidays. Dublin's a beautiful city, as long as we keep it clean. It's not that difficult, just try and remember, before you throw something on the street, remind yourself, Dublin's my city. Stay proud of it. Don't throw rubbish on the street.
Radio Nova.
Dublin's forecast, dry with good sunny spells, the winds are light and variable, force 1 to 3 in Dublin Bay, and the city high is 14 Celsius.
John Clark plays your music.
Oh,
Radio Nova playing Dublin's favorites, and oldie from the Pointer Sisters, and Take My Heart and Take My Soul. Here's a fellow who used to sing with the Beach Boys, Carl Wilson, a new hit for him in America, and What You Do For Me.
What you do to me?
Radio Nova with all your favorites. And that's a great song from Thriller. Michael Jackson and Human Nature. If you're lucky enough to be off this afternoon, enjoy. If you're stuck at work, well, thanks for working with Nova. If you're driving, roll the window down. That's from Some of My Body. Heaven 17 next.
For a wide selection of international food served in a modern atmosphere, come to Bananas. Open 6 days a week till 7:30, late opening Friday till 10, with live music. Bananas, the natural food restaurant par excellence. Bananas, 15 Upper Stevens Street, off Georgia Street.
Where's the place where the music never stops? Sardi's, of course. There's a show bar with the best in Irish bands playing live every Wednesday through Sunday with drinks at 99 pence. And the nightclub where from 9 to 2 every Tuesday it's 60s night. Admission £1, including supper, and all drinks are £1. Sardi's, Port Barnett. Where else?
It's fantastic. Having my photograph taken.
Yes, but what about developing and printing your films? Is it fantastic too, or slow and disappointing? For results you'll be proud of in a time that's amazing, come to One Hour Photo. One Hour Photo process on the premises in Dublin, Belfast and Cork with prints on Kodak paper, plus free photo album. Also same day service for enlargements. One Hour Photo. You don't have to wait any longer.
Rather be in Ireland with Radio Nova.
wrapping up a continuous music treat, and that's from the Money and Cigarettes LP, and it's called Country Mountain Hop. Here's a nice mellow track if you haven't played in a long time. Eric Carmen on Radio Nova, 27 after 2. Never Gonna Fall in Love.
Enjoying Owen's Creamy Milk.
For quality and freshness and country goodness too, your first choice must be Owen's Milk, fresh as the morning dew. Make a fresh choice today, Owen's Milk is born again.
Owen's Milk, from rich Irish pastures.
This is important. Closing down sale at Friends Lady Shop in the ILAC Centre. Everything must be sold to clear. Latest summer fashions, all prices slashed. The Friends Lady Shop closing down sale at the ILAC Centre. Don't miss the bargain.
Well, the house was just as I'd imagined. Red beds indeed. Still, you know what they say, dear? You can't make a silk purse out of a fowl's ear. What do you mean, did I notice the curtains? I got them first, so I'd hardly miss them, would I? Still, copying is the sincerest form of flattery, and the next curtains are by the international designer Paul Steiger. Oh, you know that already? Then I suppose you know that they're in Hickey's fabric shop. Oh, you've bought some too. Well, brighter windows make beautiful homes, don't you know? For all your fabric requirements, Hickey's, the fabric people.
Taxi!
Yes, miss? Where to?
Graham O'Sullivan.
Which one? There's Artane Castle or John Leary Shopping Centre, Dawson Street or Marlborough Street?
Any one will do, as long as I get there ahead of the crowd.
How is that? Is there some sort of celebration or what?
Haven't you heard? Graham O'Sullivan's are giving away a holiday for two in the Greek islands. All you have to do is buy a large Coca-Cola and drop in your receipt. But hurry, please. Everyone will be there.
Drop in to any Graham O'Sullivan's for a long, cool Coke. You could win a fabulous Greek holiday. But you'd better hurry. Everyone will be there.
The best music.
John Clark.
On Radio Nova.
Thank you.
Nova playing favourites at 21 minutes before 3 o'clock, and that's Pale Fountain. And thank you. Saw them on the telly on the old Grey Whistle Test a couple of weeks ago. Impressed me a lot. That's Pale Fountains anyway, and that's called Thank You. Here's Jerry Rafferty on Nova, right down the line.